With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A criminal investigation underway now at California State University in Los Angeles.
It follows Wednesday night's siege of the Student Services Building. Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. The president of the university, as well as other administrative staff, had to shelter in place for several hours during the violent takeover. According to the university president, three employees and one student were assaulted by the pro-Hamas protesters. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the best way to deter China from seeking to invade Taiwan will be to be prepared with superior military force. He says the U.S. has made some improvements, especially in the use of drone technology, but it's still lagging behind China.
They made a lot of progress and on AI. So I think that's hopeful, but we need to get that done, and we need to do a lot of other things at the same time.
Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says in the event Hezbollah goes to war against Israel, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket strikes.
People can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump marked his 78th birthday by addressing a large crowd at Club 47 in Florida last night.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be on my birthday. It's Flag Day, my birthday, than right here with thousands of proud American patriots from the great state of Florida.
This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke, Michael Harrington reports.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club there in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969. That sparked a riot and several days of protests at the time. This is SRN News. The average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly to 6.95%, down from 6.99% a week ago, according to Freddie Mac this week. A separate measure of tracking daily averages saw a fluctuation between 6.97 and 7.17. A Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California.
And that is Lisa Dwyer reporting. More details at SRNNews.com.